Amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to preach and talk to you a little while about my shepherd. Amen. And I know he's your shepherd if you're saved by the grace of God. But I'm glad he's my shepherd this morning, aren't you? I thank God for the first preachers preaching about heaven and how our great hope is our Savior that's seated in heaven this morning. But I'm glad that I got a shepherd that walks with me in this life and walks with me daily in this life. I need him. Amen. And the further this thing goes, the more I realized that I need him more than ever before. And the psalmist here, David, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I'm glad that I can say this morning, along with David, that he's my shepherd. And I'm glad that I'm one of his sheep, aren't you? I mean, I was as a sheep going astray, but thank God the shepherd and bishop of my soul came by. Amen. And so this morning we find this familiar place in the Word of God, and I don't ever get so callous that even what we call familiar places in the Word of God doesn't pierce my heart as a two-edged sword and help me in the day we're living in. Amen. I tell you, in this day and hour we're living in, we need to realize that we've got a shepherd like David had. I mean, we've got a shepherd to guide us and to lead us, and we need to realize how dumb sheep we are. Amen. I'm finding that out more and more, but I'm glad that I can tell you about my shepherd this morning. I mean, this song's been read many times in many different funerals, and it's been read in times of death and funerals and sorrows and tears, and I thank God for it, aren't you? I'm glad the times whenever I went to preach different funerals that I could sit down myself and maybe look over the, I was going to call it the bulletin, but it ain't the bulletin, amen. But look over there and somebody had pinned down Psalm 23, and I got to thinking about death and sorrow and tears and having comfort. But I believe really what Psalm 23 is mostly about is about life and living life with God. There's more about living for God and living with God and God living with you than there is about death. And I'm not minimizing what people have done about death. Thank God that the God, our shepherd, will be with us when we pass through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm glad for that. But listen, we've got a shepherd that is a daily shepherd, and I'm glad of that, aren't you? I'm glad that every day that's available, and he's on the job every day as the shepherd, aren't you? Now, the shepherd here, David, was living in an exhausting time. You'll find that he was talking about his shepherd and how that his shepherd maketh him to lie down in green pastures. He said, "He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." So David, I believe, is describing a time of an exhausting time, or maybe many different exhausting times in his life. Amen. I mean, if you're really going to serve God right, and I'm going to serve God right, we're going to exhaust the flesh. We're going to be exhausted in our mind a lot of times. And David had had times like that. And God would come, or God, his shepherd, the Lord his shepherd, would come along, Brother Lockhart, in those exhausting times and say, "Just lay down in me, just rest in me." And I'm glad the shepherd does that from time to time, aren't you? I tell you, my mind is exhausted in these days with the wickedness and the ungodliness in the hour that we're living in, but I'm glad I've got a shepherd, thank God, this morning, that hey, he's not exhausted this morning. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's not exhausted with the troubles and the heartaches and the burdens like we face. Amen. I'm glad that he can help me in exhausting times. Not only David was dealing with times of exhaustion in his life, and the shepherd would help him, but David was living in an evil day, in an evil time. He said there in verse number 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." We're living in a day of outright evil. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. We're living in a day of fierce people, a fierce brute beast in the hour we're living in. But I'm glad I got a shepherd, aren't you? I'm glad, thank God, for a shepherd that knows, that can see through the dark and see through the hard times and knows the path that I'm about to take. Amen.
We're living in evil and exhausting days. We're living in a day like David did, where he had some enemies. Amen. He says there, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." I'm glad, thank God, although the enemies are growing against Bible-believing Christianity in our day, we can come aside a little while and the shepherd can spread the table and we can sit down in the presence of God, not worrying about what the enemy's doing, what the enemy is plotting. I'm glad we can trust God in these days. Aren't you? Hey, we've got a shepherd. He's my shepherd in the exhausting evil days of enemies. And listen, and then he says in verse number 6, he's enough. Amen. He said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." That's good days, bad days. Amen. Whatever day it might be, I can get up, thank God, look behind me and say, goodness and the mercy of God's available. Is that your shepherd? Amen. I'm glad my shepherd is, thank God, he's available in these days that we're living in. You know what I find in Psalm 23? I find no complaints about the shepherd. There ain't a complaint in there, amen. There's no complaints. I tell you, my flesh has complained, I'll be honest with you. But thank God, the part of me that's born again has no complaints. Brother Blue said one time, "I'm a satisfied customer." Hey, thank God, there's no complaints about the shepherd. And there's no confidence in self. Psalm 23, there's no complaints about the shepherd, and I don't find anywhere where he's trusting in his direction for his life, where he's trusting in his provision for his life. I mean, a man ought to work, and a man ought to study, but I'm telling you, God provides for me, and God gives me light and direction to walk in this life. Hey, it's getting dark outside, darker and darker. I'm glad I got a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. Amen. I'm having a better time than I thought I would. Amen. I mean, in an exhausting, evil enemies all around, God's enough. There's no complaints from this psalmist. Amen. Praise God. And no confidence in himself. You know what he says? He said there in Psalm 22, "I'm satisfied with the good shepherd." He said in Psalm 23 here, he said, "I'm satisfied with my great shepherd." And he said in Psalm 24, "I'm looking for the chief shepherd." Hey, we can keep our eyes on the sky and our hands to the work. Amen. We got a shepherd. And I'm glad he's my shepherd. I can claim it, thank God. You'll find in the first two verses, he told them about his shepherd. He said, "The Lord's my shepherd. I'm not afraid to identify with him this morning. I'm glad I can identify with the shepherd that David had and the shepherd that I've got." Hey, he identified with him and he told them about his shepherd. Who are you telling about your shepherd? Amen. Then he told him, he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I'm glad I got a shepherd that'll listen when nobody else will. I'm glad I got a shepherd that knows what nobody else knows and can speak like nobody else can speak. Hey, is that your shepherd? Amen. Hey, thank God we spend all our time worrying about what we don't have. Still realize what we do have. Amen. A young girl was misquoting Psalm 23, but she was misquoting it, but she wasn't misinterpreting it. She said, "The Lord is my shepherd; he's all I want." Amen. And hey, he'll be all you. You will not want if he's all that you want. Amen. The whole reason, all them chapters, all them hard chapters to read in the book of Job, the whole reason that whole thing was written, to let you know that God's enough if you lose everything. And we might have to get there in this nation. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, thank God for my shepherd and my salvation that he's given me. Amen. That's what you'll find. Y'all know all these things, these trilogy of Psalms. I ain't going to go into all of it. But he was telling them in verses 1 through 3. He was telling him. But I believe in all of it, he's telling himself. Say, believe in talking to yourself. Sometimes I need it. Amen. Brother Langston said that was the only way he could carry on an intellectual conversation was to talk to himself. But that ain't me. I got to talk to the Lord. And I'm glad he wants to talk to us. I'm glad I can tell myself. I'm not talking about this crowd thinks you got to just speak it into existence. I can tell myself the truth of the Word of God. And I'm glad I can tell my flesh I got a shepherd and he's my shepherd this morning. Amen. Isaiah 53 said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man be able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. I'm glad this body may die, this body may face persecution, but thank God for my shepherd this morning. Amen. First Peter says, for even hereunto ye called because that Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who in his reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself unto him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. He said, for we are a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Hey, the salvation assures me I'm going to heaven when I die, thank God. But I'm glad that he's a God of provision this morning. Amen. I'm glad he's a God of provision in so many different ways. And I'm not going to preach long. I don't know if you would have had another preacher, but this kind of blow up and be done. I'm glad he's got provision in this psalm. He's my shepherd. Don't God amaze you how he provides. And now my flesh is just never enough, Brother Lockhart. I'm just being honest. Amen. God will do something and then you'll be worried the next week on how this is going to be paid, that's going to be paid, and God does it again. He does it again over and over. I don't know if he allows me to doubt him, so I'm amazed by him over and over or not. I don't know what it is, but thank God some way, somehow God provides. I'm glad he's the provider of my life. And we can get worried in all these days and hear what's going on. They're trying to grip our hearts with fear, but I'm glad God ain't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hey, amen. If you're going to lose your mind, lose it over the shepherd. Amen. Thank God for his provision. Well, there's so many stories I can sit here and talk about how God's provided, how God's made a way when there wasn't a way. Amen. You'll see here that he's a shepherd of direction. These are hard things to understand. Some of y'all know what we're going through and have been going through. And I wasn't going to sit up here and pour mouth and complain about it. God's good. There's some things God will direct your life to. Now he's talking about a good thing here, verse number 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. We all like the green pastures. But if we don't watch out, the green pastures will make you lazy. Hey, God leads to the green pastures, but he also leads to the dry field sometimes. Amen. And I thank God, Brother Westerfield. I may not have said it when it was going on, but I thank God when I look back and see some places God led me and my wife to. He knew we needed to go there. Amen. There's some places we need to go to. I'm glad the shepherd knows exactly where we need to go to in our life. He has direction in our life. Ain't you glad for a shepherd that's directed you and charted your course? Amen. That's my shepherd. Amen. He'll direct you to and he'll direct you in. He says in verse number 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Hey, I ain't in this thing by happenstance. I ain't in this. God put me in this good way. Amen. Brother Westerfield talking about where God brought him into, and I know some of the history. God worked, moved his brother Lockhart's life and brought them into this thing. But hey, I'm glad, thank God, that some people picked me up, took me to the house of God. I wasn't born into a family that knew God, cared about God, still don't. I'm glad where God brought me to. I'm glad where God's directing me in. He's directing us in this thing. Amen. He'll direct you to it and in it, and thank God He'll direct you through it. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff comforteth me. He's just going to have to go through it sometimes. Amen. I no doubt the crowd like this, we're going through some things. And you're going to go through some things. Hey, but above, a lot of times we think, if I can just go through it with money in my pocket. Amen. But you know what he said? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Boy, you know how I knew I got born again? There was somebody with me that wasn't with me before. Is that simple enough, amen? Is that simple enough about salvation? He wasn't with me before, but He's with me now. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And he said, you can boldly say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. I'm glad, thank God, for my shepherd and his direction in my life. I guarantee if he leads you to it, he'll lead you in it, through it. Amen. But I thank God for where he's led me away from. I wonder what it's going to be like, what we're going to find out, how we're going to find out. I don't know. I don't really care. I'll just get there and thank God whatever's there. But I wonder if he'll be able to do like that song. I mean, I remember times going on in my life. Y'all have heard that song, The Shepherd's Point of View. I don't know a lot about those singers, things like that. But thank God for somebody writing that song. I'd ride down the road in a hard time and thinking about the shepherd. Saying, if you'd seen it, you'd probably took tail and run. If you'd have seen it, but thank God he's high above everything. And he sees it. And if I'll just listen to His Holy Ghost power in my life, thank God, my shepherd will lead me. I mean, I wonder, Brother Bryant, what He's led me from. I know some things He led me from. You young people better be glad that there's a God in heaven that wants to lead you from some things. Amen. Well, we got a good shepherd this morning, don't we? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm usually a long preacher, but I'm about done, brother. I tell you, in this day, we better realize we got a shepherd. We better claim him like David did here, saying, the Lord is my shepherd. Hey, I thank God that we got in the glory world talking about it. I ain't minimizing the first message at all. Thank God, preacher, for you preaching that. And we need that. But I'm telling you, I don't know when the rapture's going to take place. I don't know when I might pass off the scene. But I'm telling you, dear friend, while I'm waiting to go see Him, thank God I can fellowship with Him and follow Him all the days of my life. When I first got an independent Baptist church, I was in a Southern Baptist church, and about the loudest thing they did was talk in the pew while the preacher was preaching. And I went off to college, playing ball in college, and walked in North Rockwood Baptist Church. And that choir got to singing, Saved by the Blood of the Crucified One. Amen. And I had never heard that song, and I definitely had never heard it like that. No, Brother Ben Wittenbar got up there ranting and raving back and forth. And before I get there, I don't want to minimize the man of God preached to me. He didn't hardly raise his voice, didn't move around much, but he had God on him. And I got conviction, got born again. So let me give honor to the man of God. But I got around there, and boy, I thought this is what I've been missing. I didn't even realize I was missing it, thank God. But I got around the testifying, praising God, people of God, and worship in the house of God. So I liked to go to all the meetings I could, and I went to a meeting when I first got into that over in Knoxville, Tennessee, and they always just, in any quiet time, they said, "Somebody testify." This one fella jumped up and he said, "I got up this morning, there came goodness and mercy." And I thought, what? What's he talking about? Then I lived a little longer. Ain't you glad this morning? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and then you'll go and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All this and heaven. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why, we look not at the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen, because the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I got an eternal shepherd. He's my shepherd. Is he yours? Amen. Brother, you come, whatever you want to do. That's what God gave me.